Emancipation Month 2023 is being observed with the theme, Embracing Our Past, Forging Ahead in the Future. Cultural Officer Maxine Brown told NBC News, the visiting Garifuna delegation has been hosting workshops throughout this month at the Camden Park Secondary School, focused on the retrieval of the Garifuna heritage.
I must say that the workshop Habinaha Garinago has been going quite well. I've visited the space a couple of times and was impressed with what I saw. This program is being facilitated by Miss Eleanor Castello Bullock and Mr. James Lovell, two Garifuna experts in music and dance. And they have been here for the entire month of August to impart their Garifuna knowledge, the music, the dancing, the language to our children here. And the age range for that particular group range from 6 plus to 17 plus. And it's more of a retrieval program that's done in collaboration with the Department of Culture in the Ministry of Tourism, Civil Aviation, Sustainable Development Culture, and Redo.
Ms. Brown said the workshop has been very successful in teaching children from across the country the Garifuna language, music, foods, and other aspects of the Garifuna heritage.
We collaborate with them because we think it's very pertinent, very important all the time, but particularly during Emancipation Month, where we can say we are free to learn our heritage, our Garifuna heritage. And so I repeat that they have been here for month-long, August, and they have taught the children Garifuna music, Garifuna dances, and more particularly, Garifuna language, which they're really trying to impart on our students.
Ms. Brown said the workshops will culminate with the Habinaha Garinago concert this Thursday afternoon at Heritage Square. She said during the concert, the youth will be showcasing the different aspects of Garifuna heritage, which they learned at the workshops, and she is encouraging members of the public to support this event.
This particular activity, the Habinaha Garinago concert, to be held this Thursday, the 31st of August at Heritage Square, is the culminating activity where they're going to have this grand showcase. The teacher in me likes to always showcase what has been learned, and so they're taking this opportunity through the Department of Culture and Redo to showcase all that they have learned this summer. When I say all, I'm referring to the language they've learned. So they'll be engaging all areas of the performing arts. So there'll be music, there'll be dance, there'll be poetry, there'll be nursery rhymes, there'll be singing, spoken word, you name it, they're going to bring it this Thursday. So I want to implore my fellow Vincentians to come out Thursday afternoon, the last day in August. What a way to end Emancipation Month on the theme, Embracing Our Past, Forging Ahead in the Future. This is how we show that we are stepping forward by learning our heritage. And so come on out. It will be a great program. It's free of charge. It's a grand showcase. And you have to encourage the young ones.
Cultural Officer Maxine Brown. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.